Buenos dias, buenos tardes, and buenas noches. ¿Qué tal? ¿Qué pasa? Alo and hola. Welcome, everybody. Good evening. Welcome, folks. We have a guest tonight. That's right, a guest tonight. This man, he's a man with a plan. He's an amigo you can see, though. He's a G, you better be. Please put your manos together for Señor Johnny Vasquez. Johnny, welcome.
Thank you so much for that intro.
Oh, we're delighted to have you here. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, and you pronounce my last name correctly. That's awesome, because I get like Vasquez all the time. So, how many times did you have to practice that?
So I pulled up on YouTube a video that just said it over and over again, and the way I kind of wrote it out so I would pronounce it correctly is Vas-Case. Vasquez, that kind of helps me. So yeah, definitely had to do some practicing literally right after you left.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get too much further, I would hate to miss out on the rest of the crew here. We are missing our host tonight, Chest, aka Chest. But whom else do I have here with me?
Oh, I'm Kolb.
And he's Ben. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. No, seriously, we're really excited to have you on here. I think we've talked about it like on and off in the past year. And, you know, we've done everything we can to not get you on the podcast. And finally, you twisted my arm hard enough that we're like, let's get him on here. But, oh, man. Man. So, Johnny, I am curious because we've talked a little bit about it, but I'm sure Kolb is curious. I'm sure our worldwide audience is curious as well. You know, what did you watch any anime as a kid? Is this your first anime? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, I have to tell you, you know, I am the type of person that when someone talks to me a lot about either a type of music or a song, and that's all they talk about movie, I will not listen or watch it. So in high school, my friends, we were like, you know, like a really tight group of friends, and they will watch, you know, Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon. I watch Pokemon, but until I met Ben, I didn't realize I was like an anime. So I'm like, you know, I watched Pokemon and I liked it. But I'm like, my friends will be, oh, you need to watch this. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to watch it because you talk all the time about it and I'm already sick and tired of it. But then when I met Ben probably like a couple years ago, I was like, wait, I actually was exposed to anime. Growing up, I still remember probably first, second grade, waking up in the mornings on Saturdays. And, you know, they would show all these cartoons, American cartoons. But then there was one like the G-Force Gatchaman, and they were like superheroes, and their uniform were like birds. And I loved it. I loved that one. Then they cut it off. They didn't show anymore. And I'm like, oh, my word. And then I watched one that a friend from high school made me watch. He twisted my arm for that one. And it was Samurai X. That's how they call it in Puerto Rico. But in actually, the name is Rurouni Kenshin. And that's the one that I kind of liked it, but I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to tell anyone that I like that anime. So then after I met Ben, I watched Demon Slayer, which I love. I really liked it. You know, I actually, you know, my first tattoo, it's a koi fish. And then I have the water technique around it that I got from Demon Slayer. And I've been trying to watch My Hero Academia. But then, you know, like I have shows that I watch and I'm not paying attention. I'm doing other stuff, but I haven't been able to sit down and really watch. And I want to like pay attention to what's happening, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and now this one, the one that we're doing today.
Oh, that's so great. Now, Kolb, I'm curious, how many of the shows he mentioned have you seen? If any, I don't think I've seen many of all any of the shows he mentioned.
Well, I've never watched Pokemon. You know that. But Rurouni Kenshin is like my number 12. It was my, it was one of my special recommendations in our top 10 episode.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I really like that one. It's not, it's not amazing, but it is good. So yeah.
Yeah.
But the first one, the first one you said that, Johnny, what was it called again? G-Force.
G-Force, is that how they call it in Spanish? Okay. But then when I look up online for the series, it's Gatchaman. So
okay, that one I have not seen either.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hadn't even heard of that one. The second one I heard of, the one you said you liked, but I've never seen it. Pokemon, you know, of course. Come on, of course. Pokemon, let's go. Oh, that's great. That's very good. Okay, and so you said you've been watching Demon Slayer. So how did Demon Slayer compare? Like, when you're watching Demon Slayer, A, how did it compare to what you've already watched? And did it make you more excited about anime, less, indifferent? What did that, well, how, what kind of impact did that have on you?
So for me, I guess the ones that I used to watch, or, you know, besides Samurai X, they were very childish. So it's like, you know, it's okay, you know. But then, you know, watching Demon Slayer, you know, like, I don't mind the violence and the blood. I was like, actually, like, you know, I was glad I was there. It was kind of like realistic, probably way too much. But like, you know, and you guys know, you know, the way that it started, it's like right into the action and what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, so this is what I'm getting myself into. And I was like, great, you know. So I feel like, you know, that's the type that I like. But of course, you know, I need to kind of like expand my horizons and watch other genres in the anime. But that's the one that I have watched the most. The ones that, you know, the action and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So if it's like that, I can tell you, you know, I love it.
Yeah, that's great. And it's I'm very curious, very similar
to you, Ben, right?
To what part again?
You're you lean more into that genre, the action fighting anime, more than any other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. Because Colbin Chess, well, they like all types. They're much more well-rounded than I am. Like, they would watch a comedy anime, or maybe a, I guess, romantic anime, or what would you classify, like, I love, or was it the April one?
Yeah, that's more of a slice of life, as they say.
Oh, yes. The slice of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I had to learn, because I guess because in my mind, you know, like when I watch Rurouni Kenshin, Samurai X, I was you know, I'm like, oh, you know, action, you know, there's blood and all that stuff. And then I watch another one that they try to show me, and there was not that. And I'm like, so I thought that Japanese, you know, animation, the animes are all violent and gory. So I'm like, you know, give me that. You know, I don't care about the other stuff. But I'm like, oh, you know, now it makes sense. You know, it's just, you know, other type of movies and series with a different subgenres. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great. That is great. And I think we've brought that out in a couple I know with a different guest, probably in our anime, like about anime episode, just the idea that almost everybody has a misconception of anime. They just think it's one thing. And it is one thing in the sense of it's all Japanese animation, but there's all kinds of genres underneath that, type, styles. And it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. We really talked about it with our Thomas episodes, because he was new to anime also. Yeah. Realizing that anime is a medium for all these different subgenres. That's where the misconception comes in. So.
Yeah, what I have noticed is, like, you know, it doesn't matter the anime. The most common thing is, like, those the cheesy expressions and exaggerated expressions and all that stuff that makes it funny, you know. So I think, you know, now, before, it will annoy me, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to watch this. But now it's kind of like, you know, I get it now. It's funny.
It's an acquired taste, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, that kind of brings us to what brought us together tonight, which is First, I'll just tell you what we're going to be talking about tonight, which is the Wolverine anime. It came out in 2011. For those born in 2011, that's the same year you were born. and one of the reasons why we went this direction, so we didn't make it completely open to Johnny. I thought it would be fun to like mix. So he's also a big Marvel fan, and yep. he likes Wolverine. He likes X-Men. And so there's just a lot of like crossover here that seemed like it would be fun. So we proposed like, I think, Blade, Wolverine, maybe Iron Man. And Johnny's like, give me Wolverine. So yes. we're in. I've never seen it. Colb, I believe you have seen it. Is that correct?
When it first came out, that was 12 okay. years ago, 13 years ago.
Oh, whew.
So yeah. I don't remember anything from it.
Yeah, which is perfect. I think this will be the first time we're reviewing a show together that one of us has seen it all. But one, I think even if you saw it last week, this would be the fun type of one to do that for. But two, you watched it 12 years ago and, yeah, probably right. remember nothing.
I don't.
So, yeah, Wolverine can heal. You probably forgot that, but.
Yeah, I was confused when it happened in these two episodes, but no, I'm just kidding.
So Johnny and I watched it in dubbed. Colb, what did you watch it in?
Dubbed was the only thing I could find it in.
Okay. Okay. Oh yeah. Did you watch it on YouTube or what did you do?
I had to do YouTube. Yeah. All the other sites that I clicked on, there was a lot of this might give me a virus type of thing. So I just stuck with the YouTube version.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, wonderful. Well, before we get into it, I want to share two fun facts. I was doing a little research here before we started. So I was curious, who was the voice actor for Wolverine? Because from the first word, you know it's not Steve Blum, who's done the Wolverine voice for many different shows. So I was like, who did this? And I looked it up, and I don't know him from a lot, but the actor, I don't even remember his name, is in one of the newer Rocky Balboa movies. It's Rocky's son, like as an adult. Like, I don't know if you, have you guys seen the Rocky movies?
The originals?
I think it's Rocky V. It's when Rocky's older, he fights one more time, but it's the scene where him and his son do, it ain't how hard you hit, it's how hard you get hit and keep moving forward. That scene with his son, okay. That's a pretty popular scene. Anyways, his son is Wolverine in this show for the dub voice.
Oh, interesting.
Fact number two, and we'll get into opinions on that because I'm very curious what you guys think of his voice, how they portrayed him. Fun fact number two, Steve Blum is in this show, just not as Wolverine. He is the villain that shows up at the end of episode two.
Ooh, the guy with the sword in his arm?
Yeah, who nice. Seems really cool. It's just, So actually let's talk about that. What do you think of the idea that our Steve Blum, the Wolverine voice, is in the show, but not as Wolverine?
Johnny, you want to go first?
Oh, I guess. I'm trying to think the answer. You know, I've seen, you know, the original X-Men. I think that's where my love for the X-Men came from. And mm-hmm. I love the voice, of course. You know, I think recently I watched it for the first time in English because I will watch it in Spanish in Puerto Rico. But you know, like, you know, the difference was not huge, kind of like the tone of his voice and all that stuff. I guess it's good that they included him. You know, I like that kind of stuff, that they don't leave the originals behind. I would have liked, yeah, I guess, like, you know, the guy that does the voice of Wolverine, you know, I would like to, you know, for his voice to sound a little bit more deeper, but, you know, just me being picky.
Yeah. That's good. Colb, what do you think? Or what, do you have any opinions on it?
If I was going to pick the biggest negative of the show, it is Wolverine's voice. He's got too much of a pretty boy voice from like an anime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he's been smoking cigars his whole life. his whole 500 years of life or whatever. And yeah, like you said, Johnny, I'm glad Steve Blum's in it. Like, they're like, hey, let's extend a branch. You're like, hey, you want to be in the show? We're not going to give you the main role, but we'll give you something. So I'm glad they did that. But man, night and day, those two voice actors for the character of Wolverine, the guy is fine. He acts fine, but it's not the Wolverine that I want.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a hard, cause I was just waiting like that first scene in the first episode, there's no dialogue for a little bit. So, you know, I'm sure we were all holding our breaths. Like, what's it going to sound like? And yes, I agree. It was this Wolverine in general. I'll get into some general thoughts in here. Just felt a little more finesse than, and at the end of episode two, I felt like I got a good Wolverine moment, but a lot of the things before didn't feel like rough and gruff and just slug it out Wolverine. Mm-hmm. And the deep voice, I think not having the deep voice, I missed that as well. So yeah, as far as like action and movements and how you did or didn't use his claws, what did you think of this Wolverine thus far?
For me, it was amazing. I'm like, you know, normally you expect, you know, first episode, first season to be kind of like slow beginning, kind of like a little bit of background, but it started with action. And mm-hmm. you know that when those claws come out, you know, there it goes. You know, there's going to be a mess, especially if it comes with Wolverine. I wonder, you know, where in the timeline it happens, because he looks younger than the Wolverine that we have seen in the other series and all that stuff. So I wonder if that's, you know, the reason of his voice, the reason of the act, because yeah, you know, like I always picture, you know, we always have seen Wolverine as being very rude and very blunt. I don't see that yet with the, you know, with this Wolverine. But his fighting techniques are on point. So,
yeah. Colt, what do you think?
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe they are going for that younger, like a younger version of him. He does seem a little like not necessarily clean shaven because he's got those giant chops, but he seems, you know, yeah, like a thinner adolescent version of him. And I don't know if that's just the way they designed the character for this, like an anime audience, you know. Usually a lot of anime characters aren't big, hulking, short guys like Wolverine usually is. So yeah, maybe it's that reason, or maybe they're going for, this is like a backstory that where he is younger, but it's a very modern setting. So that's hard to, you know, get behind as an idea. But other than that, I feel like a lot of the things they got right with the character, a lot of the brutal fighting with his claws, he does a lot of sniffing out of people, you know, that's a very Wolverine thing.
That was good.
He throws beer cans at those guys. Canada Gold.
Yep.
I was like, that's a very Wolverine thing too. He wasn't smoking cigars though. Right. I think they need to get that back in there.
We need that.
Yeah. We
need that. He said bub once. That was good.
I'm glad he said it, but it didn't sound great.
No, it didn't. It doesn't have, I don't think any of the normal verbal cues are going to be as exciting with this version. But I thought one really cool moment towards the beginning when you were talking about the beer cans and, oh, what did you say that made me think of this? His sniffing. The scene where those guys turn invisible and he goes to stab the wall. And me and Johnny both were like, oh, I thought he, after we revealed what happened, we're like, oh, I thought he just missed. That would have been dumb. But yeah, he gets the guy on the wall and then the guy on the ground. I was like, okay, that was sweet. That was a really cool sequence there.
Yeah, I had the same thought. I was like, oh, what's wrong with Wolverine that he missed? You know?
Yeah. Nobody's even like, there. Okay, so
this is how we're gonna go. But yes. That was a good surprise.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna take a quick commercial break here. Usually Chess would ask me, Ben, what are you drinking over there? Guys, I'm drinking chocolate milk at 10:45 at night. That seems like a great idea. Chocolate milk. That sounded good to me.
That sounds good right now.
Chocolate milk always sounds good. Is that going to affect your digestion later tonight?
Everything affects my digestion, cold. yeah, I don't have too many days where I'm not having issues with my digestive system. So I'm kind of used to it at this point. you know, there's degrees of seriousness, but it's always serious.
I have Mexican today and I cannot have beans too much. So, I just get gassy. So I'm glad, like, you know, the gassiness didn't start at your house, Ben.
Yes, I'm thankful for that. I would have had to kick you out. Now, speaking of food, Johnny, I may have asked you this before, but we might as well put it out for the world. When you think of Puerto Rico food, Puerto Rican food versus Mexican food, give me who are the winners, who are the losers?
Oh, Lord. That's a tough question, dude, because I think in another life I was Mexican. I love Mexican food. So, but of course, I love Puerto Rican food too. So,
yeah,
it's half and half, you know.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Follow-up question. Here in the United States, I don't want to ask the cliche question of, you know, what's the closest to authentic? Although you can't answer that as well. I guess I'm just more curious. What do you enjoy here in the United States that just reminds you of home or
not Arby's? Mexico? I'm sorry, people.
You say Arby's?
Yeah, not Arby's.
Oh,
not Arby's.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was Arby's. That's a wonderful answer.
If I want to, like, since if I really want to have good Hispanic food, more towards, you know, that it's more like Puerto Rican food, I go to Grand Rapids and there's a couple like Dominican or Cuban restaurants and it's almost the same. So, yes.
Okay.
I get, you know, I get all teary eye, you know, I feel like, you know, the food is hogging my heart. But if not, I'll just go to a Burrito Feliz here in Fremont.
Oh, yes. Yes. Ooh, so, Kolb, when you, oh man, I look forward to this. Because we've talked about having the guys on the show up to Michigan, Johnny. We'll all have to go to Burrito Feliz together. We'll all have to go see a movie together and then play video games at my house all night. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
That and see great. Who falls asleep first.
What's that?
Ooh.
And see who falls asleep first.
Oh, you know, back in the day, I'd be like, no way, that's me. But I'm not. I can't stay up that late anymore. Like when friends visit from out of town, I'm always the one that's like, I think I'm going to go to bed. Like, why? It's only 10:30. That's what all my friends sound like.
Mm. So
it'll be fun.
Maybe you've already explained this and I wasn't listening, but I don't really know your guys' relationship. You just neighbors? You work together? Like, what?
That's great. You know, Kolb, I'm glad you asked that.
Thank you.
I did not introduce that part. So Johnny and I both live in the same town. And we first met. So for starters, we go to church together. We also, I think where our friendship grew, because we like talking about this on the show. What kicked it off is I had a job on Main Street, just good old Main Street, and he had a cupcake. He still has a cupcake business, baked goods, delicious, by the way. Leave a comment in the box if you're interested. And I just walked out and really we hadn't connected a lot. We just started chatting and for some reason exercising came up or working out. And then by the end of the conversation, we decided to start running from my house, like stopping by his house. And then I would run the rest of the way to my house because it was all like within a mile. And so we would do that almost every day. So we'd chat. I would talk a little bit more. And by the time we got back, we'd be, you know, walk into the house and then chat some more. And so, yeah, that I feel, Johnny, would you agree that kind of was kind
Can
of
I tell my version of the story?
Did I not do that justice?
Please do.
He went to Fremont, and he was giving a devotional for the teens. There was a game with pink clothes that, you know, there was someone that you didn't know was going to steal your pink clothes that you had, like, attached to your clothes.
Yes.
And I went inside the church because I was doing something. I was not cheating. And he came, this person is looking for you. And I'm like, okay, dude. I'm like, I'm doing something. He's like, no, but he needs you right now. But I see that Bennett started getting closer, and I'm like, wait a second. And he tried to be really nice, so he lied to me because he wanted to steal my stuff.
I did. So
I was like, then his devotional was about not lying. And I'm like, wow. But then fast forward to a couple years later, at that moment, yes, we're talking about
this is before we moved up to Michigan, before we moved up here.
Oh, okay. So there, he's at his job. I'm at my table with my cupcakes. I start talking to him. I have no clue why in the world, because I'm, you know, like, I will say Ben got me into working out. But at that moment, I wasn't. And I was not good at it. And I was like, you know, and much less running. And I was like, why did I say, hey, let's work out together? Because he talks while he runs, and he talks like that. While I run and I try to talk, and it sounds like I'm having an asthma attack. So, no, but it's fun. It's been a fun friendship, and, you know, that has grown and continues growing. So it's cool.
Friendship started on a lie. Good way to start.
Yep. That's our foundation. Yeah, it's so funny because I forgot about that story. Like, so that game, yeah, revolved on trying to, like, steal things from each other. And me and Johnny had not, like, gotten to know each other at all. So I'm walking up to him and talking to him like I'm trying to get to know him, but it's just part of the game. Yeah. I felt so bad.
And here I am, it's like, you know, why is he talking to me? Yeah. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, so. Anyways.
But, yeah.
I got that sense of stranger danger.
yes. Yes, indeed. Oh, wonderful. Right.
Well,
wonderful,
thanks for clearing that up. Now I know a little bit more about you both.
Yeah. No, that was good. That was very good. So, yeah. So I think with Wolverine, reel it in a little bit. I don't want to go through, like, shot for shot the story and everything, but what did you guys think of, or no, let me ask this. Cause I, as much as I love X-Men, I'm not, like, crazy good with, like, the lore or the order. Like Johnny, you said the timeline, does this feel like a familiar story and, like, oh, okay. Yeah. I know where we're going with this. Was that familiar with for you guys?
So for me, like, I don't know. There's a timeline of Wolverine where, you know, like, I think they made a movie about that, you know, like kind of like the samurai and, you know, all that that part of, you know, in Japan. I'm not very familiar about that. I'm just familiar with X-Men in New York. But, like, you know, like, it made me want to watch that movie that came out, like, a couple years ago. I think the last one, no, before Logan, you know, to see if there's any connections or even some of the names, some of the characters.
Yeah. Yeah. The one with Silver Samurai, right? You're talking about
Silver
that
Samurai,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cole, what about you, man?
Yeah, it's hard to pin down Wolverine's timeline in general just because he's so... He's
everywhere.
Long. Yeah, he's lived a long time and he's traveled a lot of places. But yeah, he's always had this connection with Japan, and I don't know if it's just because of the Mariko thing or if it's just that's how he was written. I didn't read a lot of his stuff grow, like his early days from when he first came into the X-Men story in the comic books anyway. So I don't know when this whole, you know, Ronin feel to Logan started. But it's been there for as long as I can remember, at least from probably the 2000s, early 2000s. So this is a very familiar story to me, like a familiar feel, I should say. But I feel like it will kind of, I'm guessing it will revolve around that same feel that the movie did, The Wolverine, the one where he goes to Japan. So I'm assuming Silver Samurai is going to show up later, if he hasn't already, like as one of the characters we've noticed. So
well played.
Yeah. I don't know the Silver Samurai's real name, so that'd probably help out. Yeah. So, I mean, it's got a good feel to it. It's got a feel of this is a Wolverine story, but I just don't know. I have no idea where it fits exactly.
Yeah. You know, something I wondered while I was watching it was, are we going to see some of the original characters that we know, and at least I, me personally, love, you know? So,
yeah. We'll
see. Name a couple. Which characters are you talking about?
Well, if I see Gambit and Nightcrawler, I'll die. I'm a fanboy for them, you know? I'm like, forget Wolverine. Make a series about them.
I think all three of us are on the same page there.
Yep.
Colby, you also are a big fan of those two characters, correct?
I am, yes. Yep. Gambit is my favorite X-Men, and Nightcrawler is very close.
Oh, they're so good. And I don't get why. I know we don't represent the whole population, but I have to believe the world can agree Gambit and Nightcrawler need more screen time. I mean, come on. Like, how fantastic would it be? Because, like, Nightcrawler gets a little, you know, a little bit in X-Men 2. He's a younger Nightcrawler in some of the newer X-Men movies. None of them were, like, spectacular. He had good moments, but none of them were like, oh, yeah, that Nightcrawler was fantastic. Yeah. And same with Gambit. Like, the one movie he's in, he's kind of unimpressive and kind of a goober, if I can use that word. Just
the one I don't remember if it was like Wolverine Origins that they brought Gambit for like 15 minutes and he barely used the cards. He was like a casino guy, and I'm like, okay, I can understand that because he played with cards, but I'm like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
that would be another
I don't think they're ever going to do Gambit justice because they're not going to make him gritty. They're going to make him into a pretty boy in the movie form. He's not going to be he's not going to be some Louisiana, you know, swamp guy like he should be. It's, you know, dragging on his cigarette and like his hair is all messy. He's going to be more of the slick back. And I think they can't get his character right in the film aspect. And Nightcrawler, I think they're scared. They're scared to use him properly.
Ooh.
Like when I first saw X-Men 2, and he storms the White House, I feel like that's one of the greatest scenes in all of Marvel history.
Oh my goodness, I agree. I just got goosebumps. Chill went down my spine.
It's like,
you're 100% right.
This is what you can do with this character, and they do it, and then you're like, oh, he was brainwashed, and then they don't do anything like that again in that movie, and they don't do anything like that since in any other movie. But they gave us that glimpse.
And for me, that scene, I remember my parents, they bought me the movie, and I think I spent 30 minutes rewinding. Yes, I said rewind.
Yeah.
That scene, you did. Because I was like, what? I think for me, what was the last X-Men movie? The Dark Phoenix? Which, it's okay. But that scene on the train with Nightcrawler was great. But it was like, what, lasted like 3 minutes?
Yep. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up. So that, I think, proves Kolb's point again. So he's kind of not very impressive because I think he's in 2 or 3 movies, the younger Nightcrawler they do. And that scene, the only reason he's awesome, because I've rewatched that scene several times, is because he loses control. He gets really mad in that scene because someone either dies or gets hurt. And so he just loses it. And guess what they do? They show off his powers, which is what everybody wants to see. Why does he have to be controlled or really ticked off to be a cool Nightcrawler? Doesn't make sense. Oh, man. That scene, X-Men 2 in general is underrated because there's other really good parts in the movie. But like, yeah, that scene, Colb, I think you said it well, like one of the best, if not the best scenes in Marvel history. Yep. So good. Oh, man. Well, we a little tangent there. A great one, though, and something all of our loyal fans are aware of. We cannot stay on track for more than 2 minutes, which is our strength, actually.
Yeah, it is.
But, oh, man, that's so good. Let's see here. Oh, I won't give the names, but I did see, so we have the DVD version. So me and Johnny were like, okay, how are we going to watch this thing? They're pretty cheap on Amazon. So Johnny bought the volume one and volume two. So when we loaded the, you know, the main menu and it showed the titles of each episode, they're all names of characters. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of exciting to see that. There was at least one that was pretty familiar later, a villain. I guess I can share that. That's, one of the episode's names is Omega Red. I'm excited for that.
Yes.
I'll be curious in volume two, or just curious in general, if they're going to keep this theme of every episode's name is a character name, which reminded me of Samurai 7, just kind of that idea of like each episode is for a person, which is pretty cool. Not as good of characters, you know, but still really good.
Yeah, that begs the question, who do you honestly think will show up later in the series, character-wise? Do you think we'll get anybody outside of, you know, the Asian continent for characters? Because Omega Red is Russian, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see them bringing in, like, one person from like a Beast cameo or just like one random X-Men that joins some mission or something, but I'm sure it won't be who we want. Like for me, I don't mind Beast, but Beast doesn't rank very high for me, but I could see that being the kind of X-Men they bring in.
or Morph.
Yeah. Oh yeah. get Morph in there, folks. Or Jubilee.
Oh. Yeah, never been a huge fan of hers.
No, that was a.
So sorry to broke it, but I like Jubilee because I feel like it's like kind of like always Johnny. The rejected one. But if I throw fireworks at someone, they're gonna get scared or they're gonna get hurt.
Okay, yeah, power aside, did you not find her annoying though?
No. I guess because I was always the underdog at school, so I identify with her.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't care what, I would not say any superpower because I don't want to be Shadow Cat and going through walls, you know. But I'm like, you know, fireworks, that's cool, you know. But it was not my top one, okay? So let's say that.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. I remember I can picture in the original X-Men, like one fight where she's taking on a sentinel with her fireworks. And it's just like, come on, what's going on here?
Yeah.
This is a sentinel here. She's got fireworks. But yeah. Good stuff. Oh, speaking of which, a recommendation on air. If you want a fun, different version of X-Men, I think it's one of the better versions, actually. Hot take or accurate take. Wolverine and the X-Men. They just did one season. It's like 20-something episodes. Very, very good. Very cool version of Nightcrawler in that show. And he gets multiple episodes. He actually gets his own like 3-episode arc. So definitely recommend that one to our X-Men viewers, listeners. And to you too as well.
I've been recommended that one by my brother for a long time. And I haven't been able to watch it yet. But now it's on Disney Plus, so maybe I can pick it up.
Oh, yeah, I watched a couple episodes. I haven't finished the entire season, but it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It's got a little bit higher level of seriousness. It's still not... Folks, if you can please silence your phones, we're trying to record here.
Sorry. My laptop is connected to my phone.
That's really funny. Wouldn't this be great if you're like in a group text and we just hear dings the whole entire recording? I You're hope like, okay, guys, I'm on a podcast right now. Please stop texting.
Oh, I already texted my friend. Don't worry.
I'm just giving you trouble. Oh, that's funny. Oh, man. Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. Okay. So, you know, that's a little bit about the first two episodes, you know, characters we might want to see. Yeah. Any other thoughts, things you're hoping for, predicting, just overall thoughts from the first two episodes? What do you guys think?
If I remember, Ben, we did watch the X-Men anime together.
We did.
Yeah. And that one started off pretty decent, but then it got too big, I think. The storyline got too grand. Like the end battle was just like, okay, this is... That's what I don't hope happens in this one. I hope it's a very contained story. Very character-driven, no end of the world type situation. So I'm hoping that this story does that. And I think they will. I think it will stay very much within this crime syndicate in Japan, which I like. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I'm hoping for. And that's what I'm also predicting, that it'll stay smaller.
Yeah.
I like it. Johnny, thoughts?
I feel that Wolverine's going to get a run for his money with this new villain that appeared at the end of episode 2. Yeah. You know, I don't know if it's like him, you know, kind of like same type of powers. I have never seen him before. I know we have X-23, I think it is, the girl. And then you have Lady Deathstrike, that is like Wolverine 2, but with the nails. But this guy is something else. I feel like, you know, this guy is going to challenge him.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. Do you think he's a anime only type character, or is he going to be some obscure comic book character that we've never heard of?
I don't know. Like, because, you know, I've never heard of him.
Yeah. I don't recognize him or his power. I can't even remember his name, but I'm excited for that. I watch some things like this, really, really hoping for certain appearances. Like, you know, we talked about characters we'd love to see. Even though I would love to see certain characters, I don't have that expectation for the show at all. I'm expecting to not see anybody I know, just so that I'm not disappointed, because I wanted to see Magneto, or I wanted to see Cyclops, which is no one said ever. And like, I'm just excited to see exactly what Kolb said, kind of an isolated, more narrow story, keep it small. Cause yeah, I remember the X-Men. So Johnny, that could be a part two, maybe later in the year, we have you back on for that. The X-Men anime started off really, really good. And you're just like, oh, this is great. The Wolf version of Wolverine was really cool.
Yeah.
And
then different voice. Good voice.
Out of hand. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. But favorite Wolverine quote in that show is, so the all the X-Men
I know
are going
you're
through
talking about too.
They're going through an airport. Hopefully I don't butcher it, but they're going through the airport and Wolverine goes through the metal detector and it goes off. And so the lady gets one of those, trying to find all the metal. And he's just like, lady, the problem's not in my pants. So good. Best quote of 2013. More like 2008 because that was when we were in college. We watched it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know exactly when I think it did come out before this one did.
So yeah. Maybe. Because this was 2011. We graduated. Oh, yeah. It could have been right around the same time. You know what? I have this thing over here called the internet.
You look it up. Ben, do you know the voice? Do you know who the voice actor is for the guy who's engaged to Mariko?
Oh, I didn't. Oh, 2011 as well. Interesting.
Really?
No, I don't think I did recognize.
Okay. That's Edward Elric.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know how to say his last name. Vic Mignogna? I don't know how to say his last name, but Yeah, that's Edward Edelick's voice.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Huh. That is fun. Oh, now I have to look at all the other characters he's done.
I'm sure there's
Edward Elric, and that's where it ends on characters I recognize. I'm sure Colb, you would
recognize I know a lot of these characters. So. I know a lot of them.
Oh, that's super fun. That is super fun. Johnny, are you good at, like, when you watch, you know, whether it's anime, animated, anything where it's voice actors, are you good at, like, recognizing voices? Oh, yeah, that's from such and such. Or are you bad at that?
Not really. I guess because I have never, like, paid too much attention. It has to be a voice that is very recognizable. Like, for example, the guy that does Darth Vader and all of that.
Yes. You know,
stuff like that. And it has a very peculiar voice. So.
Yeah. We recently introduced, we went through, we always, whenever we watch movies with the kids, we'll go through a kick of like, we got big into the Star Wars movies. Still can't believe we showed all the Star Wars movies to our 3-year-old. Don't judge us. It was just like, hey, we're all watching it together. It's like, this is perfect for Anthony. What are we going to do? Put Roy in his bedroom? He's going to watch him too. Come on now. So we did Star Wars. We did like different, like, fun little shows. They got into Pokemon at one point. Our most recent is sports movies. So we watched all the Mighty Ducks movies. We watched The Big Green. We watched Little Giants. We watched, in the most recent, which is why I'm bringing this up, we watched Sandlot.
Of course.
And so I was like, kids, guess what? That guy, he was the voice of Darth Vader. They're like, what? I'm like, I know.
To see them to make those connections. I'm actually, I was going to watch The Sandlot with Mike and my son last weekend, but we didn't get to it. But yes, he loves Star Wars. We already watched all the Star Wars movies last summer.
Ah, so good. So good. Yeah. This generation growing up right now, I'm so curious, like, what their, we're really going all over the place. This is wonderful. just how they're going to view Star Wars way different than we did. We grew up with a very limited and wonderful picture of Star Wars. They're growing up with everything. So there aren't the same secrets or mysteries. They have all the answers already, you know, that. So I wonder if the Star Wars experience is lessened for them, or if it's more exciting because they have more to see, or, you know, I just, it's weird. It's weird to think about that.
Have either one of you seen the movie, The People versus George Lucas?
I have not. No. I haven't heard of this.
It's a documentary about basically nerd culture revolving around Star Wars. And did George Lucas, or the battle that fans have with George Lucas, he created this amazing thing, but then he kind of ruins it also at the same time. So it's a really fun documentary. And they bring that up. They bring that up saying, like, I grew up with Star Wars being three amazing movies. My son has been brought up with Star Wars being this giant universe. And to him, everything is Star Wars. And to me, only these three movies is Star Wars. And I think everything else is crap. So, like, it's a really, they talk about that a lot in that documentary. So I think you should watch it. It's very interesting.
That does sound interesting.
Because that's
what's called People versus George Lucas.
The People versus George Lucas. That's exactly what you were thinking. Like, we had this limited scope of Star Wars growing up, but our kids have everything. So to them, everything is Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot right now to follow through because the series and the timelines. So probably a little bit hard for them to understand and to kind of like catch up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, and if I can vouch for one side of Star Wars that has been, I think, continued to be very impressive, because the movies are up and down in my mind, depending on which ones you're talking about. The animated side of Star Wars is phenomenal. It has been steady. The story's great. I think it enhances the Star Wars universe. So that's my take there. Still good. Still good. But, well, unless you guys have anything else for Star Wars, we can bring it back, I think, one more time and then probably bring our evening to a close here. Or should we talk about Lord of the Rings or Jurassic Park? I don't know.
We could.
I still need to watch the newest Jurassic Park. I haven't watched that one.
What? Okay, Ben.
I know. Come over. Oh, do we have that on the list? Me and Johnny have a list of movies we're going to watch that we're never actually going to watch.
I'll add it right now.
Yeah. It's funny. Me and Thomas, have you met Thomas, Johnny? I think he's visited. We might have hung out.
I have met like two of your friends, but I don't remember their names.
Chris was one of them. So me, Johnny, and Chris Roundhill went to see one of the Thor movies, and that was meh. But the time together was good.
Yeah.
I don't know who else. Anyways. What was I just talking about? Why did I mention Thomas? Oh, movies. Me and Thomas also has, yeah, every time we get together, like, oh, man, yeah, add that to the list. And then while we're together, we watch, like, one thing. You know, great times, but we're getting nowhere on that list. Just nowhere.
Yeah, that was like our guys' weekend. We had these big plans. Yeah. And then we just played Hero Escape the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe it's just a guy thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, probably. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to eat there. And we're going to do this. And then you do two of those things. But here's the thing, guys. Still awesome. I mean, that guys' weekend, fantastic. Johnny, the things we have watched, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So, you know, you just enjoy what you do have time to do. Yes. That's all you can do. That's all any of us can do. Well, before we jump into another franchise, any other thoughts of Wolverine? Johnny, this is pretty typical. If you've ever listened to one of our episodes, you ever do, this is probably going to be how it is. You do about 20 minutes on actual material, 30 minutes of bunny trails.
Don't worry, because, you know, like, I'm like, you know, I get easily distracted in my conversations, and I am a teacher, so I deal with that on a daily basis. So
there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
And we're at the beginning of a series, so there's not a whole lot to talk about unless it's all just predictions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. No, I think that's good. I think that's a good start. I'm excited about the next two. And we could talk about this more on air, but I feel like we could tackle more than two with this type of show. If you guys want to try three or just stick to the two at a time. I'll leave that for off air. We can hash that out. So, but now the audience can think about it too. Yeah. They know we're thinking about it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, all right. Anything else, guys, before I wrap it up here?
No, I think it was a great start for this series.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I look forward to finishing it out. Johnny, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
Seriously. Yeah, thank you very much. Glad this finally worked out. Glad Chest wasn't here as well. That would have been hard. Mm-hmm. just kind of a drag sometimes. this is our test here again to see if Chest actually listens to the podcast. Chest, as a host, I don't think you do a good job at all. I think you smell even when you do shower, and I wish you were taller.
Now I Chest, wonder what you're... you say on...
Oh, this is strictly for Chest. Don't worry about that, Johnny.
Yeah, we won't do this to you.
Yeah, Chest, your taste in sparkling water is annoying. And I think you do it just to keep up appearances.
Yep. And if you listen to the whole episode, make sure you text me and Cole. And if you don't do that, we know you're still not listening to these episodes. We know. Oh, good stuff. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. It's always great to have you here. We appreciate each and every one of you from every state and every country. Look forward to next week on another episode of Three Dads Talking About Anime.
What do you get when you add 2 plus 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys love
start having kids?
Children?
Dads.
And
so
become fathers
and each have kids. Separately. Went on to each didn't play separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime. Three dads talking about anime.